Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday and a beautiful weekend. So I hope that you're able to get out in the yard and do some planting, because fall is for planting. Trees and shrubs and all the garden centers are having sales right now. Bulbs, mums, your fall asters, a great perennial. And some of you are going to be dividing some of your bulbs. Things like irises, peonies, daylilies, hostas, they can all be divided at this time of the year. But there are things that you can do that will ensure that they will really thrive when you do that at this time of the year. And to help to give you more information on what you can do to increase the chances and the survival and a better development, I've asked a good friend, Scott Wessler, from the Soil Moist Company to join us this morning to tell you about polymers and mycorrhiza fungi and bacteria, on what they will do to help you to have better established plants when you're planting in the fall season. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Welcome. I'm glad you're able to join us this morning and help educate our listeners to make them into a better gardener.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thank you.
When people are planting bulbs, which they are right now, tulips and daffodils and crocuses, hyacinths and all that, how much soil moist will you add per bulb to really get them moving?
Well, keep in mind the polymer soil moist, as it is, you don't need much. I know we've talked in the past that we always try to stress that more is not better. So you will not need very much per bulb. We're looking around the area of even less than a tablespoon, which tablespoon equals about a half ounce. So I'd say even keep it a couple teaspoons per hole. So you don't need very much. And, of course, just sprinkle it down in the hole as you're planting the bulb, and that's it, pretty much.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're planting five bulbs, a couple of teaspoons, work it in well, and then plant directly there, and then once it's covered with soil, you've watered, the soil moist will help to retain the moisture, and with your new product with the mycorrhiza, that's added to the soil moist, it will really encourage those bulbs to develop a root system a lot faster, right?
Exactly. That's the idea of the mycorrhiza. It's a natural product, a beneficial fungi that the sole purpose of it is to increase the root structure of the plant. When you have a better root structure, that means it's a healthier plant and it takes on nutrients better and less stress. And that, with the mycorrhiza, is a long-term effect, whether we're talking for bulbs or trees and shrubs, that once these are microscopic, once they colonize and attach to the roots, they're on there. So it's not a short-term effect. It is a long-term.
Yeah, and it does make a big difference. So, you know, you have to say to yourself, you know, if my soil is on the sandy side or it's not the best soil in the neighborhood and, you know, I'm not able to add conditioners and things, by adding the soil moist with the mycorrhiza, you're going to develop a bigger than normal root system so that the bulb is able to get all the moisture it needs. And that way, when it does come into bloom in the spring, you're going to have a larger flower. The flower is going to last a lot longer in your garden, and the colors are going to be brighter. And because the root system is larger than normal, you know, if you ever planted tulips and they last for a couple of years and then they're all gone, well, when you add something like mycorrhizae and soil moist at the time of planting, you could extend the life of that bulb a year or more so that your bulbs are going to bloom a lot longer. So it's worth the investment, and you're not talking dollars. You're talking pennies per bulb when you put down the soil moist with the mycorrhizae.
Yeah, we always profess that it's cheap insurance for any plant or flower, or tree, shrub, when you're adding these particular products, whether it's just the straight soil moist for water retention or mycorrhizae combination of polymer. We stress that a lot, as I say, to landscapers and growers. The professionals use this all the time, as they have to get their best bang for the buck, and especially when they guarantee their products. So it carries right down to the consumer, too. As I say, it's cheap insurance.
Exactly. And there are people right now that are dividing perennials, things like hostas and daylilies, peonies, iris, and adding soil moist with the mycorrhizae when you're dividing or moving or transplanting is going to help to reestablish those plants a lot faster, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, as you're stressing to the fall planting, now is the time to add it right to the soil. A lot of people forget about it, and then come next summer, June and July, when it's really hot, and even August, of course, how hot and dry it is, and people are going away on vacation, that's when this is really going to kick in for them. You have to think long term. You can't think of the moment. Fall, you don't think of that, but you are planning for down the road, and that's what these products are intended for. It's going to help you starting more next spring, although the moisture will help you this fall, of course, but it's really going to kick in next year, and that's when you're going to notice the big difference.
Now, Scott, when you add soil moist in your hole, you blend it in and you plant, how long will the soil moist be active around the root system of your plant?
Well, typically you'll get about 3 to 5 years life out of it, and then it will degrade. It biodegrades, so it is an environmentally friendly product. That's just the straight soil moist. The mycorrhizae, as we mentioned, that is a long-term effect because once they adhere to the roots, they colonize, if you will, then they are on there for the life of the plant, whether it's a perennial or annual or what have you. So the combination, the water retention, again, will get you going, and it helps the roots to establish, and then the mycorrhizae will continue on thereafter. So it's a great combination of the two.
Now, this time of the year, people are taking advantage of sales, putting in some new shrubbery around the foundation of the house or in the yard, putting in trees on their property. What is the rule of how much soil moist you would use for a plant depending on the size of it?
Yeah, and that's the key, is that there's not one rule of thumb, if you will, for all plantings. You have to go by the container size or the caliper inch of the tree. On the back of all our packaging, it does stress that. However, to give you an idea, on a 2-inch diameter tree, that's a pretty good sized tree, you're going to use about 6 ounces of the mycorrhizae, what we call transplant, or about 4 ounces of the soil moist. So you have to use a little more of the transplant, the mycorrhizal product, versus the straight polymer. But to give you an idea, you're still looking just a couple of dollars, actually, on a pretty good-sized tree. So, again, it relates back to that insurance policy and your investment of what you're protecting, your large investment on that tree or shrub, and putting in a small amount of the mycorrhizae or the polymer.
And it really is a good insurance policy when you figure that if you're putting 4 ounces of soil moist, it's going to expand 200 times in size, like little pieces of jello in your soil. The roots that form will grow right into those little gelatin-type growths. It will pull the moisture as it needs it. And that way, gravity doesn't pull all the moisture out of the ground. And as you said a little bit earlier, during July and August, when we're getting very little rain, we're getting a lot of heat, with the soil moist and or the soil moist and the mycorrhiza in the ground, you have a reservoir right around the roots that will hold the water there. And if you're not negligent in watering that plant to really help to get it established, this is a way that it will help you and the plant in the early stages. Scott, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about fall planting and the use of soil moist to encourage a good root system and the plants to get well established during the fall season.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth rose and flower food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to become a better gardener. And joining us this morning is Scott Wessler from the Soil Moist Company. It's a very, very unique company because they produce a polymer which helps to retain moisture around the root system of your plant. And at this time of the year when we're doing some fall planting, trees and shrubs and bulbs, and even your hardy chrysanthemums, we're not as vigilant on watering the plant as we are in the spring. So using a product like the Soil Moist or the Soil Moist with the mycorrhiza to stimulate that root system is going to go a long way in making your garden grow a lot better. Now, Scott, when we're planting a tree, we talked a little bit about how much we should use. And that this is something that should be done spring or in the fall, right? So that we can get that tree better established.
That's correct, because the easiest way to apply these particular products is at the time of planting, because you have to get it down by the root system. We have to stress that again. You cannot put it on top because the roots have to adhere and grow into the polymer and the mycorrhiza. So by all means, that is the easiest way to apply it. I mean, as a retrofit, it can be done, but then you'd have to poke some holes and almost drill down and get the polymer down back to the root system. So absolutely, it is the easiest way to do it on any new planting. And when we're doing it in this fall, again, we're stressing long-term effect and thinking down the road that you're going to save the watering now, and the plants will need that moisture getting through the winter. But then next year, again, it will kick in.
You know, the other thing, too, when you were talking about poking some holes, if any of you have roses and it just didn't do well this year, or you have the blue hydrangea and they just didn't flower as much as they should, what you could do at this time of the year with the Soil Moist and the Soil Moist with the mycorrhiza, as Scott said, take a crowbar and go about a foot away from your hydrangea and jam that crowbar a good foot deep into the ground, poke three or four holes around your hydrangea plant, and put like a half a teaspoon in each hole. Take the crowbar, jam it back into the ground, fill the hole, and as the product expands, it will help to prevent hydrangeas during the heat of summer from wilting. And I know a lot of you have blue and pink hydrangea. And when we get those hot days with 90-plus weather, the plants, the foliage just kind of collapses. And this will prevent that. And on roses, doing the same technique will ensure that the plant is more productive, more foliage, more flowers, and it will last several years. So, you know, for a small investment, you're going to get a great amount of results by adding moisture that stays around the plant, as Scott says, for 3 years. It's not something that's a temporary fix. It's something that's there for the long term. So, Scott, if we want to improve plants, what would you do at this time of the year?
Well, on any new plantings, obviously do that. And as you just suggested, any existing plants, I would start adding it to it at this time. Any perennials. Now, trees and shrubs, you're going to have to get it down where the roots are. So you're going to have to get it down pretty far, you know, a foot or so. It can be done. It's a little more time consuming. But any of your perennials, your grasses, as you were talking about, I would definitely do it now because it's only a one-time thing you have to do. It's not like you have to keep applying it all the time. And the other thing is, as we talked about on any new plantings, this is an amendment that you're adding to other elements that you're going to add, any other components, fertilizers or what have you. So it's an additive along with your other additives that you're going to use with it.
Okay. Now, Scott, what is the website where people can go to get more information about soil moist?
Well, that's it. Exactly. It's soilmoist.com. Everything and anything is on there. It's very technical. A lot of nice pictures showing the roots growing through the gel. And then soilmoist.com.
Wonderful. Scott, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we want to encourage you, if you want a better garden this year and you're planting, dividing, now is the time. Spend the extra pennies.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shoe Mold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shoe Mold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call. Talk with Tom, and we'll get you motivated to get out in that yard. It's still not too late to plant grass seed. We talked about that earlier in the program. And a great time to put down a fall fertilizer that is designed to feed the grasses there, but also a lot of the fertilizer is stored in the grass plant itself during the winter to make it hardier, so there's less of a problem with winter dieback, with snow mold damage, and damage due to the winter weather. So put down some fall fertilizer, water it in, and this is also a great time to control weeds, so that if you've got things like dandelions, you've got clover, ajuga, and a lot of these really tough to control weeds, you can use a liquid weed killer on your lawn at this time of the year to control those broadleaf weeds. And I like to use 2 applications about 7 days apart, and it does really do a good job. If you can eliminate the adult weeds now, that means that in the spring you'll have fewer problems, because the adults are not going to be there. They're not going to be making seed. And you'll also have fewer weeds in your lawn. Now, weeds in your lawn are more numerous if your soil is acid. So if you walk around your yard and you're seeing moss here and there on your property, that's a signal that your soil is on the acidic side. So using a product like Turf Turbo, Magic Cal, the old-fashioned limestone, if you have a wood stove or a fireplace, then every time you clean out that wood stove or the fireplace, broadcast it on your lawn. And it will help to decrease the acidity level in your yard. A 5-gallon bucket of wood ash is equivalent to a 50-pound bag of lime. And a 50-pound bag of lime will treat about 1,000 square feet of lawn or 500 square feet of vegetables and perennials. So broadcast it, get it on there now, and during the winter it will change the acidity and your flowers and vegetables will grow a lot better. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up we've got Pat from Mass with a question about a Christmas cactus.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about your Christmas cactus. What's happening?
Thank you for taking my call, Paul. I'm really having a problem here. I've had Christmas cactus for years, and I put them outside in the summer, and then, you know, it gets cool, and I bring them in. Like 2 weeks later, of course, I get my buds, which is fine. Well, this year I brought them in a little bit early, a couple of weeks ago, when they predicted a frost. And so I brought them in, and I kept the Christmas cactus in. Well, I don't have one bud on there. What I do have is on every single leaf is all these little hairs. I never had anything like this ever. And I don't know, you know, what it is and what to do about it. Can you help me, please? Okay.
The little hairs are actually air roots that will continue to grow, and when they hit the soil, they will grow into the soil, and it will increase the root system of your plant. But your Christmas cactus, you can still leave it outside during the day and bring it in at night. The secret with a Christmas cactus is it needs short days and cool temperatures.
Yes.
So what you can do is if it's in for the year and you don't want to keep bringing it in and out, is keep it in a north-facing window rather than a south-facing window. The reason is... the sun in a south-facing window is going to keep that plant nice and hot. In the north window, where you're going to get lots of light, but no direct sun, is the plant's going to stay cooler. And the cooler temperatures and the short days will encourage the flower buds to form on your plant.
So somehow, if I put this in a north window, all these little hairs on every single leaf will go away, and then I will have a bud?
Yeah. It's just that, you know, it was outside. You had a lot of humidity, a lot of moisture, and
yes.
the Christmas cactus was just trying to produce a bigger root system, and it will do that. And if you look, you're probably going to notice that the little hairs are developing where your Christmas cactus looks like a knuckle. It looks like a little joint. And that's where the roots are coming out of.
Yeah, it's on the very last branch, the very last leaf that's of all over the whole cactus. It's not in between at all. It's the very last one on every single branch.
Yeah. So I think at this point it's already inside. If you move it to a north-facing window where you won't get any of that hot sun during the day, and as the days get shorter and shorter, and we are losing about 3 minutes of daylight every single day, that Christmas cactus will make its buds and it will come into bloom for you.
So the bud will come where these little hairs are. Somehow
yes.
The hairs will go away and the bud will come. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. You've been very, very, I just thought, oh, maybe it's finally gone on me. And last year, the whole thing was beautiful, like a shocking pink flowers on everything. It was just gorgeous last year, and I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, if you just have a little bit of patience and just get it out of that hot, sunny window, put it in the north window, you're going to find that the buds will develop on that plant.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate it. I listen to you faithfully every single Sunday.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend now.
Okay, take care. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from Rhode Island with a question about succulents.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your succulents today?
Oh, it's like talking to an old friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. I planted a small strawberry jar with all sorts of succulents this spring, hens and chicks and funny little plants, and they're beautiful. Now, I don't know what to do with them for winter.
Okay. These are all winter hardy plants, but the problem is if you leave it outside, the jar will fill with rain and melting snow. It will, and then it will freeze, and the jar will break.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a strawberry jar just like you. And what I do for the winter is I put it in my garage or in the tool shed for the winter. I give it a good drink now, move it into the building where it's going to get some light, and just say good night. And the plants will slightly begin to go dormant as the cold temperatures come. But because there's no rain getting into the container, then the risk of your strawberry jar with the succulents breaking will not happen.
Okay.
So make sure that during the winter, you do not add water.
Okay. I won't worry about it. Now, do I do that now, or do I wait till the end of the month, or does it matter?
I would leave it outside now. What's going to happen is, you know, we've had temperatures down in the New England area to the mid-30s. We've had some frost scattered all over New England, New York, Pennsylvania. And I would leave it outside, probably for another couple of weeks till we get to November.
Okay.
And then November 1st, put it in the garage, put it in your tool shed.
And forget it.
If you don't have a garage or a tool shed and you have bulkhead stairs that lead into your basement, open up your bulkhead stairs, put your jar that contains the hens and chickens and right on the stairs. And that way they'll stay cold, but they won't get any moisture destroying the container that they're growing in.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I just didn't want to lose them. They were so lovely this year.
Great. Thank you. And you have a great weekend now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll help you to put the garden to bed. We'll plant some bulbs. We'll get some mums that will come back year after year and a lot more. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from Rhode Island. Oh, I'm sorry. Moving on. Scott from New Hampshire with a question about trees.
Scott, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your trees today?
Good morning, Paul. I've got a tamarack, about 25 years old in my front yard, and the tree roots are starting to pop up through the lawn. I didn't know if I could cover them over, because I'm starting to hit it with the mower now.
Okay.
So I didn't know if I could just cover them over and kind of raise the lawn up a little bit.
I think that would probably be your best bet, because if you try and cut the roots from a shrub like that, then you're going to have water loss
and you're going to lose a portion of your plant. And I think just adding a little bit of soil on each side of where the root has come to the surface will raise the lawnmower blade, and that way the blade isn't going to keep scalping and cutting into that root that's running along the surface of your soil. If it was a tree and you had a surface root, then you could cut the root that's exposed, and that really wouldn't do a lot of damage to the tree. But a shrub, I think just adding a shovel full of soil on each side, firming it down by walking on it to give you a nice smooth grade, and you should be in good shape.
Terrific. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. The other thing that you can do too, Scott, is if it's a grassed-in area, dig up the grass with a flat shovel. Add some soil and then put the grass back on top of it. That way you're not going to see a mound of soil, and you'll have nice green grass on both sides of the root system. So just temporarily remove some grass, add some soil, put your grass back on top of the soil that you've added, and that way it will look like it was never even touched. Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend. Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If you're opening up your camp, cottage, or camper and you smell mold and mildew, it's time to treat the surface with the all-natural shoe mold from Linwood Labs. Musty basements or even mold growing on your plants is no match for shoe mold spray, and it works fast. Safe to use on rugs, curtains, furniture, and all surfaces. That's all-natural shoe mold. Also, look for screen and surface insect spray to keep your insects off the screen door and windows. It will last up to 4 weeks.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. after getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. The one thing I would like to have you do is, those of you that live in an area where you get snow, start your snowblower. Remember back 2 years ago, Halloween Day, the East Coast, from New Jersey to Maine, into Pennsylvania, New York State, and all of New England, had 12 to 18 inches of snow. It was a fluke. We weren't ready. So if you've got a snowblower, start it today to make sure that it's running properly. If not, get it repaired so that when it does arrive, you're ready for it. The Farmer's Almanac is calling for a winter of normal to heavy snowfall. So let's get ready for it. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Hope from New Hampshire with a question about geraniums.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, and tell me about your geraniums. What would you like to do with them?
Well, I've always had good luck putting them downstairs every winter, every fall. They're still not down there yet because we haven't had cold enough weather, but they're all in bloom. I know we're not supposed to cut them back, but what should I do with all the blossoms? Is it safe to cut them off now, or should I just wait until it gets really ready for a frost, or just what to do? They're so pretty, I hate to cut them off. But
right. Are they in pots, or are they planted in the ground?
No, they're in a long box. I have two boxes. There's about three geraniums in each one, and they have done beautifully all summer long.
Okay.
I fertilized and watered them on schedule.
Well, I'll tell you what I would do. I mean, as long as the weather is nice and there's no frost predicted, then I would leave them outside. And you might as well enjoy them as long as you can. Because once you put them in the basement for the winter, the party's over.
I know.
So there's no sense bringing them in just yet. Enjoy the color. And when the weatherman is definitely saying, tonight we're going to have a frost, then I would bring them in. And you can just cut off the individual flowers when you put them in the basement, but don't cut back the plant, only the flowers.
Yeah, it's all right to cut the flowers off. They would not, it wouldn't matter. They wouldn't lose enough moisture by doing that. Is that correct?
No. You could cut off the flowers, put them in a vase of water, and enjoy them on your dining room table.
Yeah.
And where the flowers are cut, it will not cause moisture loss, because what will happen is, as the flower, as the plant begins to dry, the piece that remains where you cut off the flower will fall, and that has sealed itself in that time period. So for now, leave them outside, enjoy the color, and then, again, when the weatherman says, we're definitely getting a frost tonight, bring them in, cut off the flowers, put them on your dining room table, put your boxes in your basement, and just say goodnight for the year, and they'll go to sleep and get ready for next spring for you like they have for the past few years.
Last year, I thought they were awfully dry down there, so I did give them a little bit of water once, but it wasn't the right thing to do because they started to grow then, and they were pretty tall. So I said, well, I'm not going to do that again, so I'll just wait until it's time to put them out.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why you don't want to water, because once you water, the plant wakes up, it starts to grow, and it's dark. So the new growth is stretching, looking for daylight. It's yellow, and it doesn't look very good. So just put it down there, let it sleep, and you'll be in great shape.
Well, thank you very much for your information. I listen every Sunday if I can.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. You have a great weekend. You know, this is a wonderful time of the year, and if you're planting mums and you want the mums to survive the winter, prune the root ball, because you're probably buying them in a pot. So pull the mum out of the pot. Turn the root ball upside down, take a knife, cut an X in the bottom of your root ball, about a half an inch deep, and then a couple of slices on the side of the root ball.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.